Lowe's knows how to set off your July 4th with savings. Right now, buy one, get one free on select one coat coverage interior paint via Visa gift card rebate. Plus, get two select 2 or 2.5 quart red, white, and blue annuals for just $10. Hurry, these July 4th deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, excludes Alaska and Hawaii. More terms and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/rebates for more details.
I'm Mary Walters sitting alongside Vince Colonnais. Morning, Vince.
Hey, good morning. You know, last night, the President of the United States hosted a dinner at the White House with 9 conservative activists. Just 9 out of the entire country. 9 people got to have dinner with President Trump last night. One of them's on the phone with us now, Matt Schlapp. He's the chairman of the American Conservative Union and a regular guest here. Matt, good morning. I hope you're well fed.
Hey, Vince. Hey, Mary. How are you? When you have a meal at the White House, it's really not so much about the food, right?
No, it's probably not, but I imagine that's a nice perk of getting some White House cooking. So tell me.
I will say this about the. I wish everybody, especially the president's critics, could spend a couple of hours over a meal with him. He is one of the most gracious hosts. He's funny. He listens. He's a great conversationalist. He's very proud, obviously, to be the president and to be the person who's the caretaker of the president's home. And it's just always a really enjoyable time. And he just loves talking politics and sports and current events. And I think everybody there had a great time.
Does he, in your estimation, obviously by having this dinner, it suggests that he does. But in your estimation, does he care sincerely about conservative ideology and thought and the contributions of conservatives?
Yeah, I mean, I always say, people say, do you think he's a conservative? And I always say that I think after President Obama's, you know, radical agenda, I think it was really a disastrous presidency. Certainly all conservatives believe that. And I think for President Trump, he kind of, it awakened something in him, too, where he just saw these policies as being really bad, obviously for the economy and for job creation, but also for the country. And I think he has conservative instincts. And whenever I've had the chance to sit and talk with him, he asks a lot of questions. He's a very rare politician. Usually politicians just blow at you and talk at you and go through all of their talking points and their point of view. He's the rare politician who actually asks questions and listens.
Can you give me a sense of how what his feelings were on the health care bill that obviously went down in flames thanks to Susan Collins yesterday? Is he disappointed in that process?
You know, during the dinner, it wasn't for sure that she was a no, but of course everyone thought she was a no. I think he's just disappointed. I think he feels like he's an outsider running as the Republican nominee, and the Republicans in the Congress kept telling him, we've got this ball. We've got this. We've got the Obamacare repeal done. We've done this. You know, we've run the scenarios dozens and dozens of times. We've had 40-some-odd votes. You know, we've got it. And I think he's still shocked that Republicans, you know, didn't have control of the situation, that they had some members who clearly who had been disingenuous, that's a kind term there, disingenuous on their desire to repeal Obamacare. And they actually like Obamacare. They actually don't want any part of Obamacare to be repealed. And I think for him, it's just frustrating.
I was going to ask you, is there a sense of frustration on his part? Did you get this sense that you know, hey, I have these great ideas. The people sent me here to do these things, and I can't accomplish them because of Congress.
Yeah, absolutely. Once again, I think he's frustrated. I think for those of us who have been involved in Republican politics for a long time, we know how hard it is to get a dysfunctional Congress to actually do big things, and we've been watching that for 15 years. But for him, you know, with Republican majorities in both the House and the Senate, I think he was hoping that they'd kind of get their act together. And I think he's mightily discouraged, but I don't think he's alone. Obviously, everyone around the table is really discouraged in the ability of Congress, certainly the Senate, to do much more than, you know, confirm good people, confirm good judges. But can they really get their roll up their sleeves, and can Republicans stick together, at least? Just stick together on these big questions. I mean, that is, it's a very bad moment for my party.
Matt, so where, who ultimately gets the blame from this? This is a question I've been asking. Are we going to see fallout in the 2018 elections? I know not a lot of Republicans are up for re-election, but are they the ones who are going to take the heat for all of these failures, or is it ultimately going to wind up on President Trump's doorstep?
Well, that's a great question, and to a certain extent, everybody's in it together. So no Republican office holder is looking good right now with the fact that they can't get things done. But in my travels around the country with the American Conservative Union, we just did an event in Charleston, West Virginia. We did an event in Pennsylvania. We're going to be in Kansas and California and Arizona. I talked to literally, you know, hundreds and thousands of conservative activists. And, you know, what you hear from them is, why can't the Republicans in Congress get in line and support President Trump? And you hear it over and over and over again. I have a feeling that if it comes down to whose failure it is to on Obamacare repeal, I have a feeling that Congress is going to get the blunt of the blame, and I don't think it's going to be pretty.
Matt, you know, I don't want to miss an opportunity here to make some news, so let's try. I want to ask you, is there anything specific that came up last night that you found interesting or exceptional, or was there anything that dominated the conversation as you were there for, you say, hours with the president?
You know, that's a great question, and Vince, I'm going to try really hard not to make news.
Oh, please do. Please, just a little bit for me.
One of the things that I have found as a former White House staffer that you want to get invited back, one and done is not a good strategy. But I think the thing that's interesting is, you know, we talked a lot, obviously, about the NFL and about Confederate statues and about these issues in our culture that, you know, the president does not back away from. And, you know, we had a long conversation about what's going on in society. And the president is, you know, he is willing to take these stands on things that he really believes in. You can tell. Go back to your question about, does he care about conservative philosophy? I think the more he's president, the more he is being you know, saturated with an understanding of what it means to be a conservative and why we take positions we take. But when it comes to these things the culture is facing, he just has instinct. And he is just offended at the idea that people won't stand for the flag. He just, you know, he's just never going to back off that issue.
All right, exit question for you, and this one can certainly be on the record. It has to be. What was on the menu last night?
Well, in the honor of Brexit, I think it was beef Wellington.
Oh, look at that.
Ooh.
Some beef Wellington at the White House. Good for you.
I just want to know if Vince and I, can Vince and I like tag team and split your next plus one?
Yeah, there you go.
You know, like, I'll go for the first half, you can go for the second half, that kind of thing.
If we don't do that, at least break some more news for us every time you come back. I really appreciate you stopping by this morning, Matt.
It's a deal. Thanks for having me on, guys.
Nice to chat with you, sir.